Let's take Rashi this morning. At the end of Moshe and Hashem's conversation, Hashem gets a little bit fed up with Moshe's protesting that he doesn't want to do it. And the Torah finally says, "Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe v'yamar alo Aaron achicha Levi adati ki daber daber hu v'gam inayu yotzei lekratecha v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo." Hashem is chara afo. He gets angry at Moshe and he says, "You know what? I know that Aaron's going to speak and he's coming to talk to you." Rashi comments, "Vayichar af." Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha omer kol charonav shebatara oser roshem v'zelon emar bo roshem v'lo matzinu sheba onesh ha'ideh oto charon. Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha says, you know what? Out of all the times that Hashem gets angry in the Torah, usually it's followed by some kind of punishment or consequence. But here there's no consequence. Hashem just gets angry and he tells him, okay, Aaron is coming. So we don't see any consequence. But he continues, amar lo Rabbi Yossi, and in some Gersalot it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yossi, af bezone emar baroshem. Hello, Aaron achicha Levi, shayatid liyot Levi velo kohen, vakuna iti omer latzeit mimcha, meata lo yakin, alohu yakoin vata Levi. Shneemar, umoshe ish aloim bana vikaru al shevet Levi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there is a consequence over here. Because of this anger, because Moshe keeps protesting, Hashem actually gives the kuhuna to Aaron a kohen. Moshe was supposed to be the kohen, and Aaron is going to be the Levi. But now, because Moshe keeps refusing to be the leader, now Aaron is going to be Kohen, and Moshe is going to be the Levi. Now it's interesting, to me at least, that this seems to be exactly what Moshe wants. Moshe doesn't want to become the head guy. So why is this a punishment? So it could be, at the end, when they quote the Pasuk, for how we know this to be the case, Shneemar, O Moshe Ishalim Banav Yikaru Al Shevet Alevi. It doesn't mention the fact that, you know, in the Torah, it says that Aaron is going to be Kohen. We know this. The Torah says that Aaron is going to be Kohen. What does it mention? It quotes a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim that says that the sons of Moshe will be Levi'im. So it seems to me like the idea over here is that it's not Moshe himself that's being punished, by not becoming a Kohen, because that's really what he wanted. But it's actually his children who we know. I don't know if it's tragically or not tragically, but we don't really know much about Moshe's children. Nothing comes of them, at least in the text of the Torah. Aaron's children, we know who they are, and they become Kohanim. And perhaps the tragedy over here is because of Moshe's reticence to become the leader, it's his children that don't end up having a prominent place in the Jewish story. Shabbat shalom, everybody. Yeah.